Hey, Joseph, this is Sean. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
Good, sir. I'm back in my office, so I had your proposal ready to go over with you.
Okay.
I think you're going to like it.
Hmm?
Okay. So, I need to confirm your present address, where you live now.
I live at 14106 Valley Field, V-A-L-L-E-Y, Drive, number 12, Silver Spring, MD, 20906.
20906?
Yeah.
All right. What was that, an apartment?
Yeah, it is kind of a condo.
Okay. Do you own the condo?
Apartment. Yeah?
You said 14106 Valley Drive?
Valley Field, sorry. F-I-E-L-D. Valley Field.
All right. I got it. And do you own that condo, or were you renting it?
I am renting it.
Okay. So now you're going to own this home.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It's a very nice townhouse.
It looks good inside.
Yes, sir. Okay. So I'll tell you what. Patrick knows this. With all the homes that I insure, it comes with a home warranty included, which means that you'll have coverage for the major systems and appliances in the home, like the hot water heater, the sump pump, the HVAC system. That will be a $0 deductible to you.
Mm.
Everything else that's covered on the house insurance is going to be a $1,000 deductible. So we'll cover damage due to water and sewage backup. We'll cover damage due to lightning, fire, smoke, bursted pipes, burglary, windstorm, hailstorm, hurricanes. Any of those major events happen, then you have a $1,000 deductible that you're responsible for. We'll completely rebuild the house for you. We'll replace all your personal property. And, yeah, it's very simple how that works. What questions do you have for me?
My reason for calling is to compare with what they gave me, the Geico.
The Geico?
Yeah. The one I sent to Patrick was Geico, so he gave me your number to compare and see which one I can go with cheaper.
Well, cheaper is not better. I mean, I'm probably less expensive, but my policy is going to cover a lot more.
No, that is not the case. You have to tell me how much it is. Oh.
Well, tell me this. Is Geico including a home warranty inside of your home insurance?
Home warranty in terms of appliances and so on?
Yes, sir.
I don't think we talked about that.
No, that's because they don't offer it. But that would cost you at least $500 or $600 a year out of your pocket if you were to buy one on the market. Mine is at no additional charge.
Yeah, as long as it is affordable, that's what is important.
Yeah, we'll see. So you understand that the home warranty is included. That's a $600 value included for free. You have a $0 deductible on all the major appliances, the HVAC, and that sort of thing. Other than that, we cover the entire rebuild cost of the house, which we've estimated at about $172,000.
Mm.
And We've included water backup coverage as well. So unless you had a conversation with Geico, that's probably not included unless you asked for it.
The what?
We'll cover anything water related.
Okay.
It's just, and then you're going to have a $1,000 deductible for everything else, for wind, hail, hurricane, fire, smoke damage, these types of things.
Yeah.
And that would just cost you $60 a month. It'll be $723 per year.
$60 per month.
The what?
You said $60 per month?
Yeah, $723 per year.
I'm talking in terms of, $723 per year, then divided into 12, that is 60, right?
That's about $60, yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough, I guess.
Yeah. I also have quite a deal on your auto insurance as well.
Okay, tell me about it.
Yep, I'm looking it up right now. It looks like you're paying about $131.51, or about $1,520 per year. I would just need to know what kind of coverage you want to have on the Windstar, because it's about 16 years old. We could cover it with liability.
That one is liability. I can't cover it for liability.
Got it. Okay. So we'll do liability only on that vehicle, and then comprehensive and collision on the Jeep. Actually, you know what? We could cover both full coverage. It would still be much less than Geico. If we were going to cover the Jeep and the Windstar.
Yeah.
With comprehensive and collision, which is full coverage, at a $500 deductible. Each car includes roadside assistance and rental car. We could still save you about $400, plus we'd be giving you better coverage.
Okay, now, what about to reducing deductible and the, don't do the cover at and make it liability? How much would it be?
You mean on the Windstar?
No, I'm saying, on the Windstar, you make it liability, then you reduce the deductible on the Jeep.
What would you like to reduce the deductible on the Jeep to?
$250 deductible.
$250 on collision and comprehensive?
Yeah.
Well, we don't necessarily need to do that, because every year that you don't have an accident or claim, you get an automatic credit of $100 off your deductible. So if you have a $500...
Okay, now, quick question to you, because was it last year? I think last year I haven't claimed it. They knocked me, someone rammed in my back of my car, but it doesn't look bad, but I reported it and I have a claim with Geico, but I haven't fixed it because it was $500 and I didn't have money at that time. So if I fix it, what happens with Geico? And I leave them. Hello? Did you understand what I say? Hello?
Hello, Joseph.
Are you there?
Oh, I'm here, yes.
I was trying to explain to you what happened to me. Someone knocked my car and I put a claim.
Yeah.
I haven't fixed that claim. I still have that claim there. although it is about how many months. So if I fixed it and I leave them, will it affect me with your insurance?
No, because you were not at fault for that accident.
Okay.
How much is the damage to your car?
They said it was going to cost like $1,700.
Okay.
When they did the assessment, Geico, when Geico did it, because it is, they have to fix the whole bumper behind.
Joseph?
Yeah.
I said, if that accident was in October, how come you haven't taken care of it until now?
Because I didn't have enough cash to do it. I had other things to first take care of. But, and the car was moving, so I called them. They said there is no problem. Anytime I do, I take it there to be fixed.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're not closing until the 28th of June. I would suggest that you take care of that claim probably this week. And then, you know, we can switch everything over on the 28th of June.
Okay, so how much would it be anyhow?
So it depends really on the option that you want to have. The difference between you can hear me, Joseph?
Okay, now I can't hear you. You have disappeared.
Okay. I said that the difference between having full coverage and liability on the Windstar is only about $60.
And what?
Per year. It's only going to cost you about $5-6 a month to have the Windstar covered.
All right. That's okay.
Yeah, it's not a huge difference, but... And I was also telling you that because we give you a credit to your deductible every year of $100, you don't necessarily have to have a $250 deductible. You can have it at $500. Next year, you'll renew at $400. The year after, $300. And then every year that you don't have an accident, you'll continue receiving a $100 credit.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, so
you
just need to, it's much better coverage than what you have now. Higher limit of liability. I've included medical expenses. The deductible decreases each year.
Yeah,
and the Windstar is fully covered too. So the total per year is $1,157. Mm-hmm. I think you're paying like $1,520.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That sounds good. Okay.
That would. Yeah, that's the pay in full for the year rate, Joseph.
Okay.
So if you were going to decide to pay monthly instead, it's about $100 more per year, or it'd be about $107 per month.
Okay.
Actually, it's about $130 more per year. So most of our clients pay in full because when they do, they get a 7% discount.
Pay $1,000 in full?
The pay in full? the paying full for the year rate is $1,157.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you choose monthly, it's $1,295 per year divided by 12 bills.
Mm. Yeah, I have too many things I'm doing. I can't make a whole cake for 1,000.
Is only the monthly option going to work for you?
Yeah, monthly option. What about if you reach in the middle and have the money and pay it off? Is it possible?
What you could do is you could pay half when we start up and then pay the other half in 30 days.
Okay, we'll see. Let's pass the... let me fast fix this.
Another thing that we could do is we will cancel your insurance with GEICO for you. But I want you to call me when you're done with your claim if you are going to decide to make one because obviously we want
to
make
sure. The claim is there already. It is just waiting to go to find a place where to put my car. I have a claim.
You just need to find a body shop.
Yeah, they did do the adjustment and so on. Then they told me any time I can get someone, a dealership to fix. Then they give me my rental for the time they will fix it.
All right. So are you going to take your car in this week?
No, next week.
Next week?
Yeah, when I get paid.
All right.
When I get paid, I can take it there.
Car should be fixed by June 28th, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then we'll just, on the 28th of June, we will switch everything over. Make sure that your car is fixed.
Yeah.
And then call me so then I can cancel GEICO for you on the 28th.
Okay. Okay, so send that thing for the house to Patrick, the quotation.
I will. I'll send a copy to him as well as you.
Yes, please.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for giving us a call today.
Okay, sir.
And we'll be in touch with you very soon. I'll send out an email to Patrick, and I'll copy you on the email.
Okay, thank you, sir.
My pleasure, sir.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.